Reading to Kids, they are dedicated to inspiring underserved children with a love of reading, which enriches their lives and provides opportunities for future success. There is a team behind Reading to Kids, and Charlie Orchard, the managing director, is here with us. Reading to Kids, so you manage all of this, and you work with schools, elementary schools?
Yeah, we work with 8 elementary schools in LA Unified. They're all near downtown LA.
Do you work with Altaloma?
Actually, yeah. Let's see if I can, how quickly I can rattle off all of them without forgetting.
I know, there's so many.
Yeah, Altaloma Elementary, Los Angeles Elementary, Leo Politi, named after a children's book author and an artist. Mm-hmm. MacArthur Park Elementary, Magnolia Avenue Elementary, Gratz Elementary, our first school back in 99.
Yeah, that's right.
And Charles White Elementary, mm-hmm. named after the artist, not the SC football player. And there's one I left off, and I can't quite remember which one it is.
Esperanza.
Esperanza, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You provide great opportunities for kids and for adults, and you are inspiring parents to read to kids in addition to reading to them. So tell us about Reading to Kids, how this operation works.
Well, we hold our reading clubs the second Saturday morning of every month, summer too. We just had ours in August. Mm-hmm. It was August 12th. Our volunteers go to our website, readingtokids.org, to sign up. And if you've never read with us before, you'll be asked to fill out a quick application online, and then you're in. We'll assign you to a grade level. We'll also assign you to read with a veteran reading partner, somebody who's read with us at least once before, and usually more times than that. You also get to choose at which school you read, which of our 8 schools. Sometimes our schools fill up, mm-hmm. and then you don't have the full range of choices, but there's lots of schools, and none of them are terribly far from the other. They're all fairly close to downtown L.A. It starts at 9 a.m. That Saturday morning, second Saturday of the month. New volunteers experience our new volunteer training about how to read a book and bring it to life for the kids, mm-hmm. why we do what we're doing, how to also do crafts with the kids, because that's another part of the reading clubs is after you read the book aloud to the children, you also do crafts with the kids.
Yeah.
It creates a fun environment, gets the kids moving and doing things. You end up talking about this book and other books and sometimes movies and TV shows, and it's really a lot like book clubs for adults,
right?
Which frequently also will go off on different tangents, but it's kind of fun to loop it back to the book. But it's while it's in classrooms, it's not a class. It's
right.
really just fun with the kids, just mm-hmm. sharing your enthusiasm for reading. Anyway, from 9 o'clock to 9:30, we have our new volunteer orientation, and then you're paired up with your reading partner, and you'll be with the kids for about an hour and a half. Usually there's 2 or 3 volunteers for every 5 to 10 kids.
Right.
We target 5 to 7 kids, but sometimes more kids show up than we expected.
You get 800 kids a month.
Yeah, generally speaking. Some months, like September through December, we'll get 12 to 1,400 kids.
Wow.
And then during the summer months when kids are out of school, so there's fewer reminders for them to come, that's when we'll see maybe 200 or 300 kids. But on average, about 850 right now.
Do they take books home?
Yeah. One of the great things that we do is give a child a book mm-hmm. just for coming to the reading clubs. when we were founded about 18 years ago, mm-hmm. May 99, we realized after a few months that while the kids were enthusiastic about having the book read to them, they didn't necessarily have a book at home to practice what it is that they were enjoying and learning with us. So we realized, let's give them books too. And since we started doing that, we've given away to children about 158,000 books. And these are to homes that otherwise likely would not have any children's books at all. Mm-hmm. So if a kid comes from the first September of their kindergarten year through the August of their 5th grade year, that'd be 72 books that they otherwise would not get from us.
That's huge. 72 books. Those create memories and experiences for you when you're a kid. What are some of the benefits? What do you see? What impact does this have?
Actually, I was reminded just earlier today about a very tangible benefit to reading. One of our interns who works with us in our office used to be a kid at one of our Reading to Kids schools at Esperanza Elementary.
Yeah.
And she's now a student at Cal State Northridge. Carmen was on the Cal State Northridge campus and saw our table set up there where we were recruiting more volunteers. And she suddenly said, "Oh my God, reading to kids! I used to go to that." She rushed over to the table.
Yeah.
And she was just so enthusiastic, recalling so fondly, you know, the experience she had with our volunteers, and she still has some of the books we gave her. She ended up contacting me about interning with us, and so I get to see her twice a week for the last, you know, all summer long, and she just has a real enthusiasm for what we're doing. And she still has some of the books we gave her. Junie B. Jones, she said, was some of her favorites. It's just really heartwarming to hear that. We have four or five volunteers I know now who used to be Reading to Kids kids. Mm-hmm. Another one, he ascribes Reading to Kids for awakening his interest in reading.
Yes.
And he just recently finished earning his master's degree.
Oh, wow.
And he really does credit us with at least getting him hooked on reading.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I think, you know, since then is great, but it's really he who did all the work. But if we were there to help him discover this enthusiasm for something that so many of us who love books just thoroughly enjoy, well, we're very happy to be there for them.
What are some of the books? You mentioned one of the books, I guess Harry Potter books. Are those still popular?
Oh, they are. Uh-huh. We actually have read aloud portions of Harry Potter before. When we're reading the fourth and fifth grade books, those
right.
are frequently called chapter books. Mm-hmm. Those tend to be too long to finish in an hour and a half with the
sure.
kids. But our hope is that they will get intrigued enough by the portions they do hear to where they'll want to check the books out in the library. Every book we read aloud to the kids, we then give that to the school library. So, for example, at a school like Magnolia Elementary, it's one of our larger schools, we might expect, say, 30 or 40 fifth graders. And so we'll have five or six groups of volunteers reading to those 30 or 40 kids. And so that means we have five or six copies of that book. Just last month, it was Dork Diaries they were reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are five. Yeah, I was talking with the kids about it. During the crafts, they were making their own diaries.
Yeah.
I was walking around proudly exclaiming, "Well, I'm a dork too. Let me see those diaries." So those five or six copies of the book are then in the library for the kids to check out. And our hope is that they will be intrigued enough to want to go check them out. And of
mm-hmm.
course, once you get into a library, I think as many of us who enjoy libraries know, you check out one book, but you see other books that intrigue you, or you're done with a book and you return it. And then frequently there's a librarian or just other similar books nearby
mm-hmm.
that grab someone's interest to where it becomes a lifelong habit that really pays off in so many ways, not just success in school too, just in pure enjoyment of life, understanding the world better.
Yeah.
Being able to understand other people better.
You get a deep appreciation of, you know, what the world can be like, or of other people, other places, kind of like traveling in your mind and creating understanding and awareness. And it's fun to read.
That's right. You know, speaking of traveling in our mind, we have themes each month, and our June theme is usually people and places around the world. So we really are taking them around the world. You know, many of the children that we're serving, we're serving kids who may or may not have much of an opportunity to leave L.A. And so reading is often a way for lots of folk to be able to travel around and experience more of the world than they otherwise would.
Yeah, that's a great point. You work with a lot of underserved communities, kids who don't have access necessarily.
Oh, yes. All eight of our schools are Title I schools, which means something like 90% plus of the kids qualify for free lunches. In other words, they might not have breakfast and lunch if it weren't for what's provided at the school.
Right.
And we're pretty sure, or we know in most cases, that they would not also have access to books at home if it weren't for us giving them books through Read Any Kids. Which reminds me, one of our principals has told me that another thing that we do is change the culture of the school to where reading is seen as cool, or even something that is an expected and enjoyable part of the day. Mm-hmm. He's told me that it's now cool on his campus to be seen carrying books.
It needs to spread.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And when you volunteer, I wanted to mention, like, when you go through a whole training process, it's very cool. You'll have a great time.
I should say the training process is, it's really hearing some great techniques about how to bring a book alive, using different voices. If you can speak in different voices, it can be a lot of fun. If it's something that you can do, you don't have to be able to do that. Or techniques like a picture walk, where mm-hmm. before you even read the words to the younger children, mm-hmm. kindergarten and first grade is a great technique. You simply leaf through the book and look at the pictures together with the kids and just ask them, you know, what do you think is happening here? And, mm-hmm. oh, look at this. And who can find the crow in the background or something like that? And in this way, the children are, their brains are kind of being set up to better receive the story when they also hear the words to it.
Mm-hmm.
We show, for example, kind of know your audience, see if a word is confusing them, so be ready to define a word so that the kids can enjoy it. Sometimes when I've been reading a book with the kids, I will kind of make it a show of just feeling what the cover of the book feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll smell the binding of it, just say, oh, I can smell the glue in this. It's kind of creating a tactile experience with the kids. We do encourage the kids to point. Sometimes we'll have a younger child. Here, you can be the page turner.
Yeah.
And then that way that they're engaged in it. So the training is, it's common sense. It's really meant to help people feel comfortable reading aloud to children, especially if they don't have much experience in it. So it's nothing too deep. And yet, it's also something that you can just get better and better at as you gain more experience.
Well, you've got your own voices going.
Well, I can talk. I can read like a fish, for example. I don't know how intelligible that is. Or, sometimes if an adult can do something silly, the kids love it. They're seeing adults who clearly love books.
Yes.
And they see that books are not just something that you need to study, that they become an enjoyable and yet another activity you can do that happens to have these wonderful benefits to mm-hmm. Sharpening and expanding minds.
The next reading club is September 9th. So do people have a chance to volunteer between now and then?
Let's see. You can sign up for our September 9th reading clubs now on the website. You know, they're always the second Saturday of every month. So if it turns out you can't be there for September 9th, well, you can always after that, we'll have signups for our reading clubs after that, October 14th, and the one after that will be November 11th. But going to our website and signing up, we need 515 volunteers for the September 9th reading club. So we do need a lot of folk. It's really a fun thing to do with friends, too. The first time you read, you may not be able to read with your friends because we're going to want to pair you up with mm-hmm. veteran readers, and we have to make sure we have enough veteran readers to go around. But once you've read with us once, you're now considered a veteran reader. We do frequently get about 70% of our readers are returning readers who've read with us before because they just find it so enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them who come back regularly, the kids recognize them, call out for them, look for them. It's also kind of fun to watch some of the kids grow up over the years when you've done it. I mean, I first got involved in 2004, so I've seen some of the kids really move on, and it's very exciting to watch what they're doing with their
and
lives.
Come back and help.
And come back,
yeah.
That's right.
What's the website where people can find out about being a volunteer and get started?
It's readingtokids.org, readingto. KIDS.org, or perhaps the most aptly named nonprofit you'll have heard about.
Uh-huh.
Reading to Kids literally does exactly that. We read to kids.
We really appreciate you, Charlie, coming and talking to us. And, you know, what you're doing for kids through Reading to Kids and then having the call out for volunteers and, you know, all of these great experiences that everyone has.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlie. Reading to Kids.